Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we continued with our discussion of persons attempting to mislead believers away from biblical standards. Let's pick up with that discussion today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Sadducees wanted to eliminate actual belief in the resurrection of the body. As 1 Corinthians tells us, that the body is changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible. This corruptible will put on incorruption. This mortal will put on immortality. And then the saying will come to pass, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of sin, the sting of death is sin. Oh, yes, it's sin, because the wages of sin was death. That's separation from God. Oh, but I tell you what, the victory came through Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection. So, those questions are actually scorning. These foolish questions are scorning God and his truth. And the command that you and I have as Christians is very clear. Avoid these people. Avoid this kind, even if they claim to be saved, because they are moronic spiritually. They're spiritual morons, even though they may be saved. Attitudes that say, well, I'm just helping the people to know how to answer and how to know what they believe by casting doubt and throwing these curveballs to them. You're not God. That person's not God. And the person that does that has no idea, because in the spiritual moron attitude, they have no idea that they are failing God with these ignoramus questions that they ask that are hypothetical and have no, absolutely no spiritual value except a spiritual value unto Satan, who rejoices when it goes against God. God is telling us to avoid these foolish questions of God's truth. And truth that is stated in God's word, but they try to restate it in a way to undermine biblical truth. Foolish questions, genealogies, as well as contentions and strivings about the law, are what? Unprofitable. Now, he said to avoid them. Now, he's telling us why. God is telling us why. They're unprofitable for you spiritually. Why do you want something that would take away and cause you to lose reward in heaven? Because we do count the loss, reward God had laid up for us, but we didn't fulfill what we should fulfill, the word of God and his will, and there's a loss that's going to make you ashamed at his appearing. That's why he told us to avoid it. Those foolish questions and everything that they are doing, because it is not profitable, it will only take away, not add reward to you. It doesn't build it at all. You only lose reward by following that. You know, I believe that if you don't figure that out in this life, although you are saved, you'll feel ashamed when you see that those people are revealed one day for the way they misled others But you didn't have to be misled if you stayed in the Word of God, you'd meditated on it, and you'd done God's will, God's way, and God's timing, instead of finding a better way. If God has given you something to do and tells you how to do it, there is not a better way to do it. Never is there a better way to do God's will than the way God leads and the way God says. And you go this other way before all heaven, when the hidden things of darkness are revealed in the counsels of the heart, you're going to be greatly ashamed, having been moronic about the things of God. And especially for these people, as they wanted to impress you with their concocted theories of man, not God. It will profit them nothing. That's why we're told in 1 John 2:28 that at Christ's appearing, when God will be with him, some are going to have confidence, but others are going to be ashamed. I don't think we have any idea of what that shame is. Now, have you ever been ashamed in front of a crowd or in front of a church or in front of a school classroom? And boy, you were really ashamed, and boy, it really made you feel bad. Just think about it happening before all heaven. So, it's unprofitable. Should avoid it. And it is vain. There is no value to it. None whatever. It's vain. It doesn't do for you what you think it will do for you spiritually or in any other way. And your life will become distinguished by vanity. How it makes you look in front of other people. How it makes you feel so good about yourself. I remember growing up in the 50s and 60s, people would say, I don't feel like I've been to church if the pastor hasn't stepped on my toes. Now they say, I don't feel like I've been to church if I don't feel good about myself. How can you feel good about yourself if the pastor doesn't hit sin that can defeat Christians and Christians need to get away from it, that doesn't tell the truth, and you know, he just wants to keep it all watered down. Look, you may feel good about yourself, but that'll be a false feeling. It'll be a feeling the devil gives you, and it will be unlasting. It'll be unsustaining, and it will leave you broken at life's end, saved so as by fire. All is vanity in their spiritual life. You know, an example is any fleshly thing they want to do that is like the world, they do it, thinking, I've got liberty, I've got grace. And what are they doing? Jude 4 said what they're doing. They're turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Anything goes. Doesn't matter how evil it may seem. Anything goes. Now, it doesn't matter how fleshly it is. Anything goes. You see, that's why the Lord said in that same passage of 1 John chapter 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, many have interpreted that to say, well, they don't really love God. God doesn't really love them. That's what they pray. God doesn't love them because of that way, and that's not what he says. He says the love of God is not in them. They think they love God. They don't love God because they would be a part of the world's system, the world's ways, and the world's thinking. They'd go by the Word of God in all ways and all things. And so, under the guise of liberty and grace, God hates that in our life, in our churches, when we're using the words grace and liberty in that manner to try to justify the fleshly things. It is sin. Now think about contentions as being idle talk in this verse 9. It gets spread to others. Some people like to be the one that told it first, or they want to tell it to others like they're in the know, and people have to look to them because they're in the know. Ask me for advice, ask me for directions because I know. Well, they're part of that spiritual out of hell fentanyl that destroys Christians' lives in their walk with God and can tear down churches. And it's a spiritual poison. It's like a fentanyl to the church. Stay in the Word. Meditate on it. And ask God by His Holy Spirit to help you understand it so you aren't deceived by the devil who is behind all deceit. And my friend, if there is deceit in the church, if there is deceit at all in the church, I guarantee you the devil is behind it. He is clearly behind it 100%. And so watch out, because this is not going to stop at verse 9. This is going to go on to verse 10 and it's just going to tell us a little bit more in verse 10. I want to share that with you right now, but we're going to get on to that the next time. But verse 10 says, a man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. Now, I told you at the beginning of this, I'll probably bring it up again, but the beginning here of verse 9, as we've gone over these things here in this verse 9, there are people that are using the hypothetical questions, and they're coming up with words as liberty and grace to be applied to the flesh. And they got, they're starting to incorporate so many other things of the world into their lives. And saying it's all right, it's a sanctified worldliness, it's a sanctified way that we do it. And we use Jesus' name. We don't depart from Jesus, we use His name. Oh, we love doing this. Isn't it interesting that we've had so many missionaries that have lost support because churches went contemporary? Some other churches went Calvinist, and the one thing they did is they dropped their support unless their missionaries would accept their doctrine. Some foolishly did. But when you look at verse 10, a man that's a heretic after the first and second admonition reject. Hears his preaching. He hears these things, warning them against these sins. He doesn't. I told you about the man on way back there speaking on his podcast of leading his church out of the King James. That's a heretic. Hear about people saying, we have the liberty to sing in a church this way. We have the liberty to get up there, our ladies half-dressed, shaking their bodies in suggestive manners as they're supposed to be singing God's praises. And hey, some of the words in those songs are good. Even though the beat of the music kind of gets your heart pumping, gets you all excited. Let me tell you something. That's heresy. And if a person continues in that, they're a heretic. Don't email me or write me, because there is no apology for telling you the truth. Now, my friend, you need to learn the person of God so well. He saved you. You're saved. You're listening to this. He saved you. That's great. But now, it's just like marriage. Now that you know Him, now that He's your Savior, now get to know Him. Just like when you first married your wife, you all loved each other. You both loved each other, you know, man and wife. And, oh, yeah, boy, we really love each other. And it took about a month, maybe at the most, to realize, I didn't really know this person.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Sands on the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation for the Bible.